It's music by Fussy Key, Mutima. It's 9:31 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, speaking of Namibian music, there's a gentleman who we all love, isn't it, Shaquan?
Mm.
He is a Namibian favorite. He is a gentleman that has married many people. He's a gentleman that also had the unfortunate honor of burying a lot of people with his music. We love his music. We react to his music. We jam to his music in every single sort of mood. And one of the best we have ever done in maybe 25 years. He'll correct us now. But possibly 25 years, Tokoba. Has to be 25 years. 20, maybe he'll maybe even scold us for saying, hey, I'm not that old. He's currently...
I'm not that old.
He's currently in the UK, London. Abudi Big Ben, Moro Metach, I don't know what time it is that side. Moro.
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Moro, boy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's 8:32 now in London, just an hour difference.
Okay.
It was mad. Two, three weeks back, I was in the U.S. around Washington State, and that was six hours difference. Yeah, that was mad.
and you have to calibrate your mind to all these things. Like you have Ben, you have to talk to us about what's happening. Okay, this is news to many. You found yourself in the US, you said last week. Now you're finding yourself in the UK. What's going on, Puta? Are you on tour? What's happening here? Did you sign an international deal? You know what I mean? Are we going to see you?
Are you coming back home?
Are you coming back home? What are the way to Ver?
Yes, guys, firstly, I want to say I love the song that you just played now. And allow me to boast and say I produced the song. All right. So no, man. They're just sometimes every year almost I get these opportunities where I get to get out and perform elsewhere. Mm. And so this winter we started around Washington State in the U.S. where I had a couple of performances there, mostly entertaining the Africans in the diaspora and so on. And then came back home. Chilled for a week, and then I was on the plane again to the UK, where I performed last week on a boat ride. It was a wedding on a boat on the Thames River. That was fun, you know, performing on a boat, and the weather is not very nice. So the boat keeps rocking, actually. That was the first and the weirdest experience for me. And then later that evening, we performed in a hall also in another... I think that's West London, in the western parts of London. And so now I have a week where I'm just chilling, and then this weekend I'm performing in Gloucester, here in the UK. And I don't know, man. The thing is, you just arrive, and then suddenly it's like somebody is saying, hey, I saw what you just did. Can you come in at this venue? Get there what time? You have a 30-minute set. We're going to fill your wallet with something to go home with. So, and I'm easy going. I take the opportunities as they come. And the one thing I want to say is that I perform in Namibia, and then somebody in Namibia says, hey, I think you can do something in the U.S. And then somebody sees me in the U.S. and says, hey, you should come to the U.K. Like right now, there's an invitation to go back to New York, hopefully around September. I don't know if that will materialize, and I hope it will. So basically, it's like, give me the stage. Let me just do my thing. And somebody will want to take it further. And that's what I've been begging for. Guys, if there is international opportunities, send me there. And we've had this conversation where we say, you keep sending the same people and they don't get further invitations. They come home and sit. And then I get an opportunity. I step out and then I move on.
And you say, I'm the violent one.
Big Ben, what's happening?
Oh yes, yes, yeah. And yeah, then
I don't know how to hold my. There are just some things that are so true. I believe, for example, if I take an artist like Patrick Sikiliza, put him on a stage somewhere internationally, I have a feeling that he will get spontaneous invitations elsewhere. Like such people, give them the platform. If he fails, he will come back home and realize his position. If he moves on, he moves. But this is not a politics thing. I want to tell people that I'm performing in Gloucester on the 17th of August. Tickets are £25 entrance, and parking is going to be $5. There will be drinks served and everything. It's going to be at the All Nations Community Center. It's a brilliant spot. Security is tight. So for everybody that was wondering, oh, what about the anti-immigration protests and stuff like that, we have made special, my hosts have made special effort to have tight security around there. And it's relatively a safe area in Gloucester, basically. So it should be fine. That's what I'm trying to sell here. Let's forget about the politics for now.
Okay. You know what? I actually want to ask Big Ben. Now, I mean, obviously, it's not your first rodeo, you know, being that side. But I really just want to know, what is that culture shock, man, that you experienced with your trip this time around?
Let me tell you a joke. So, Shakwana, I arrived in my first point of entry in the U.S. And the lady says, step up a passport. It was a beautiful, well-poised, beautiful black woman with tattoos on her left side of the neck. And I gave my passport. She looks at me and she goes, where? I didn't understand a single thing.
Oh, like her accent.
So I normally think I'm pretty much I'm okay with English. I'm all right with English. So I looked at her. You know when you speak to a dog and the dog shifts its head just to try and understand what you're saying?
Maybe she gave you California accent.
I think that's where it comes from. I didn't understand.
Shikwan, what is that accent that you always talk about? The
Georgia Peach.
Georgia Peach accent.
In Atlanta. That's a mess. No, that's not even English. It's something else.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we move to the UK, and everybody speaks fast, and they speak with an accent, and they are English. I think we speak proper English in Namibia. I don't understand anything in this country.
Yeah, not really.
Two times slower.
Okay, so just give Big Ben his guitar, let him sing, because the talking is not going to help. Now, Ben, just real quick, Buta, the show that you're going to have, you said in Glasgow, right?
Glasgow would be Scotland. This would be like, I don't know. Yeah, Gloucester is about close to 2 hours drive from London.
Okay, all right. And you said the tickets are how much?
£25.
Because we have a lot of people in the diaspora in Scotland that also listen to us.
Absolutely.
So they want to know, and they'll probably go support you. Big Ben, we wish you all the best. But after that, by the way, you said you might go back to New York. You might go back to the US, and then you'll be home after that. Or wherever this takes you, you'll keep on going.
Yeah, the thing is, like during winter now, which is the summer in this part of the world, it almost kind of turns into a tour, you know. It's kind of spontaneous. It's not something you plan, but everywhere you go, you always have somebody saying, hey man, can I fly you in the next 2 weeks or something. So it is, let's call it some kind of a little impromptu kind of tour.
Lovely.
It's gonna happen. And now I've got I think I'm going to explore some opportunities to see to plan properly for festivals for the 2025 summer. I'm meeting up with people as I go, talk to them how to apply to certain festivals, because their summertime is really filled with music festivals where they host musicians from everywhere else. And I realized that people know where Namibia is, what Namibia is, but they've got no idea what Namibia produces. And so when I play the music from, and I'm not stingy, I play music from all kind of musicians, and they're like, what, this is from Namibia? You know, so everybody's shocked, like, And we think we are making it, man. I think we need to get out of that country and explore this world.
Please, yes.
He is actually telling the truth, Shaquan, in terms of that, because I saw a clip that he shared of him playing Scripps' song. One of my favorite songs.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the song? I forgot now. But it's a hip hop song. And I could hear someone in the background saying, wait, is this Namibian?
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Yes, thank you so much for being an ambassador for our country, Buta. And you're right, man. I think as Namibians, we need to travel more and experience more because we are too cooked up in here. We wish you all the best for that show in Tuscaloosa, Scotland. And then we'll keep an eye on your
Let's
socials,
Buta.
Thank you very much.
Right. Cheers, Buta. Always full of life.
Always.
He's on an impromptu tour.
Yeah.
US, Europe.
Making US a mark.
Again, making a mark, representing us.
It's fine.
Something went over my head, now. It went over my head, man.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But I don't want to bring you back to it.
No. We've got so much lined up for you. Washo is lined up, and then William Lars KRM, and maybe, just maybe, we will squeeze in Amos and Mass Music.
Are you ready to cultivate a brighter future in agriculture?